Hello, and thank you for listening to episode 62 of 60 Minutes with I'm Dave. This is a SOS show, and so, of course, sat next to me is Tina.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, you're so happy that it's another SOS show.
Well, you know, it's the 31st of December. Other people, at 6 o'clock at night, are putting their makeup on, doing their hair, getting the party dresses out, ready to go to some amazing party with their friends and family to go, whoopee, it's New Year's Eve, and what am I doing?
You're going to watch the 1998 movie called A Letter from Death Row, starring,
written by,
executive produced by, and directed by,
diarrhea'd out,
by Brett Michaels. How about that?
Great. Just remind me who Brett Michaels is again.
Lead singer of Poison.
Yeah. Can you sing a Poison song for me?
You know every rose has got as its
Can
thorn.
Can you sing it for me, though?
Talk Dirty to Me.
Can you sing a bit of that?
No, I don't sing.
Can you hum it, then? Is what that sounded like.
Yeah, there you go.
So that, literally, every rose has a thorn.
Has a thorn.
Every rose has a thorn, and so proudly we something, and the sea, and ISIS, and Trump's going to be president in less than a month, and we're all going to die, cause he's such a fucktard.
If people have got any
I apologise to that Trump
was just
supporters.
Totally distorted, but so you've just seen the trailer then?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I reckon it looks really, really confusing.
You said after the trailer finished, can we watch it again? Because I've no idea what happened.
No, I didn't really. Well, it starts off, doesn't it? Because I suppose that Brett Michaels is famous for being the inverted commas good-looking singer out of Poison.
He has his top off a lot.
Does he?
In the trailer he does, yeah.
He sort of went under my radar a bit, I've got to admit.
You didn't see the Brett Michaels sex tape with Pamela Anderson?
No.
You saw the Tommy Lee one with Pamela Anderson?
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't see the Brett Michaels
one? No.
Who would you rather do a sex tape with, Brett Michaels or Tommy Lee?
Oh, Tommy Lee every time.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Not Brett Michaels. Never really go for blondes.
No?
No. No. I don't think he's very... Doesn't do it for me, I've got to admit.
Well, you might think differently after watching the movie.
Having seen him with no hair in the trailer, it's a possibility... No, that's a joke, really. What the fuck happened in that trailer, Dave?
It looks like he's an innocent man, convicted
who's
for...
possessed by the devil.
I don't know, it went a bit weird.
And did I see Charlie Sheen?
You saw Charlie Sheen and Martin Sheen.
What the fuck was Martin Sheen saying? What year was it again?
98.
Did he need the money then?
No, earlier that year, both of them had been in a movie, again, directed by Brett Michaels earlier. So I think it might have been, oh, we finished that and I've paid you for a week and I've still got a day left.
What?
Yeah, so he's directed the Sheens twice.
But...
And been in a movie with them twice.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I'm afraid not.
He must have something on them then.
Probably does, too.
Martin Sheen's murdered somebody.
And
Brett Michael knows about it and he's got evidence and he's blackmailing him.
It must be like sex tapes with Charlie Sheen. He must have been in one with him.
Everybody's got it. I've got a sex tape with Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Everybody shagged him. Nobody cares. No. But Martin Sheen, he's a good Catholic boy.
It would be. Would be different.
Oh my God, two films. Mm. I feel a bit sick.
Hopefully he won't when we've finished watching this. We should say as well that while we do this, Frederick Liljegren.
Liljegren. Great!
We haven't even explained it
yet.
Oh,
please!
Stop the bloody rustling.
I want that one first.
No, we're having the nice one.
That one's got fire on it.
We haven't explained what we're bloody doing
yet. Can I have the one with a monkey on?
Oh, look, this is what happens when you have a glass of gin when you watch the bloody trailer. Imagine what's going to happen when we talk about the movie.
Can we have chocolate first?
No, we're going to have this first. Frederick over in Sweden. Lovely
Hello, Frederick.
Sent
and
us,
Anna.
Sent us some Swedish sweeties. that we're going to taste as we record.
So I want one now.
We're going to start with Eula. I thought it was scum. Eula scum. I thought it was like, is that Christmas scum? Eula slium.
I thought it was S-K.
No, it's S-L-E.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure
anyway,
that's a K?
It looks like
a K.
No. It's it looks like marshmallow Santas.
Okay.
So we're going to start with this and let you know. I know it's... I will put pictures up on the podcast notes and the website so you can see what these sweeties look like as well.
If there's any left.
Obviously, it's not going to come across in an audio podcast. So there's one for you.
Thank you.
There's one for me.
Oh, they like...
Oh, they smell nice.
Mm, they smell like strawberry. They're like those bananas that we get in Britain. You know those?
Mm, but softer.
They're quite hard, aren't they? But yeah. Then they're banana flavour.
These are nice.
Mm.
So, yeah.
All right.
There is going to be... I know it's very unprofessional in a podcast to be eating. But partway through, we've got three left to go at during when we talk about the movie. So we're going to do that.
Which one are we going to try first?
Chocolate next.
That one?
Yeah. Mm. So what we're going to do, before Tina grabs the chocolate and runs away with it, is we're going to go and watch the movie. We'll leave you listening to the trailer for it as she grabs another marshmallow. And we'll see you in a little bit. So we're going to pour another drink and go and watch A Letter from Death Row.
Whoopee.
A good writer can make the mind imagine. A great writer can make the mind believe. When I met Christy, she was a dancer. She was the most beautiful creature I'd ever seen, the absolute object of my desire.
Christy, wake up!
Michael Rain claims to be an innocent man at the wrong place, at the wrong time. But the truth is not always as it seems.
Will the defendant please rise?
You have been found guilty of murder in the first degree. You are hereby sentenced to death by electrocution.
Judge, listen to me. I didn't kill her.
His guilt was obvious.
They found you at the scene of the crime. The governor wants to see you fry, Michael.
His innocence, unlikely.
How the hell did you wind up in here, son?
This whole thing just doesn't make sense.
Hello, Michael. My name is Jessica Foster. I may be able to help you.
But something wasn't right.
This is someone's idea of a sick joke. I didn't kill her.
Your secret is safe with me.
Inside here, you need my friendship. Watch yourself, boy.
A desperate man.
Look at me. They're gonna kill me while I'm in here.
Your disgrace, son.
Waiting to die.
I didn't kill Christy.
Damn two-time loser.
Whole world of people out there don't have any idea what it feels like. Clock going tick, tock. And you just sit here waiting to be executed.
You set me up, didn't you? There was the governor in the bushes that night. Get off of here!
It's to the governor!
You're under arrest. I trusted you, Jessica. I told you I was innocent.
You'd be in so much trouble, boy, if you just kept your mouth shut!
Brett Michaels.
Every man's got his snapping point. Maybe I reached mine. Maybe I did kill Christy.
Martin Sheen.
May the good Lord have mercy on your soul.
Christy Gibson. And a special appearance by Charlie Sheen.
Right there, right there!
A letter from Death Row.
Did I make you like me? Did you really believe I was innocent?
Well, I guess they got the real killing out, didn't they, Jessica?
Well, we hope you enjoyed the trailer to A Letter from Death Row. Maybe they enjoyed it more than we enjoyed watching the movie. Maybe not. Maybe we had a fantastic time.
I refuse to speak until I've got some chocolate.
Is that, just because Frederick sent us sweeties.
I want some chocolate. Start. Okay. It's the least you could do after making me watch that.
Okay, so next on Frederick's sweetie list.
You know when it sort of was doing stuff.
Yes.
After the film had finished.
Yes.
I may have Googled Brett Michaels' sex tape with Pamela Anderson and watched a bit of it while you were out of the room.
Really? So you saw some Brett Widge? Did you?
No, not really.
You do see it, and it's like clear as day before it disappears at Pamela Anderson.
I missed that bit. I just saw sort of her like crawling over a bed. I speak, you open chocolate.
Okay, we have to say what it is, though. It's Marabou Dame
That's the stuff you buy in IKEA, that, isn't it?
It is like Dame Bars, yeah, in IKEA. But this is salt lacrits, which to me, it means like sort of salt licorice.
What are those black
licorice
things?
Licorice. They seem to be really big on licorice.
They look like olives.
And
hurry with the chocolate.
So there you go.
Okay. So I don't think there's any black bits in this, but okay, I'm going to eat some.
Okay, let's try that.
Oh my God, straight away.
Licorice.
No, salt.
Yeah, so there I have it. It's quite nice, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, so number two. Actually, again, go to the website, you'll see the picture of the sweetest we're going to eat. Or are eating.
That's amazing.
It is really good, actually.
Oh, I love it. Can I have another piece?
No, not yet.
It's like chocolate. It's a dime bar with licorice in it. It's absolutely gorgeous. Mm. I want another piece.
Maybe we should talk... before I choke. We should talk about the movie.
Okay, you start then.
Okay. Right, I'll start then by reading the blurb from the back of the DVD. A gritty suspense thriller.
Gritty?
Yeah, gritty. Not shitty, gritty. Suspense thriller, A Letter from Death Row, takes you through the mind of convicted murderer Michael Raine.
Well, it must have been confused.
Brackets, Brett Michaels, lead singer of rock group Poison. As he writes his memoirs whilst on death row, telling his side of the story. Found guilty of killing his girlfriend, played by Christy Gibson, Raine is sentenced to death. Whilst on death row, Raine is befriended by the governor's assistant, Jessica Foster, who claims to be writing a book about death row inmates.
So as she gains
Raine's trust, he realises that she is the only person that holds a secret to his life or death. There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, that sex tape. Right.
Yeah, go on.
So I put it on and it was on one of them porn sites.
Yeah.
Like Pornhub, I think it was.
It's not going to be on BBC News, is it?
Never know. It's Pamela Anderson.
Hmm.
And all I saw was her sort of crawling on all fours across a bed. And him, like, looking into the camera with some sort of... with Slash's top hat on. So was Slash in the room as well?
Not that I know of, no.
It was definitely Slash's top hat. And then she's, like, bobbing up and down, obviously giving him some sort of oral pleasure.
Hmm.
And he doesn't look like he's enjoying it one bit.
Doesn't he?
No, he doesn't. You need to look at his face. His face is like, hey, keep the camera on me. The magic's up here, not down there. It was. He looks so bored. And she's like really giving him a right good munch.
Munch.
Couldn't hear any noise, though. There was no sound on it.
Oh.
So anyway, I put it fast forward a bit to have a look at like the hardcore shagging.
Yeah.
And I must have skipped that bit because I couldn't find it.
You must have done.
Yeah, is there like...
Yeah, she gets on top of him.
Does she? And what happens then?
Well, she just gets on top of him and does a bit of jiggling about.
Jiggling about?
Yeah.
Okay. So, is that like one of your favourite porns?
No, I just looked it up ready for tonight.
Sorry, I know what your favourite porn film is.
We all know that.
Yeah.
Party at Kitty and Studs.
No, I was thinking more of Gene Simmons' porn type.
What with I Want to Know What Love Is playing in the background.
I want to know what love is. And he's chewing a piece of chewing gum, isn't he? And
he
like,
doesn't bother taking his pants off. He's got them round his ankles.
Round his ankles. And he keeps his socks and his sandals on.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. How many times have you watched that, then?
It's usually every day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Away from sex tapes, A Letter from Death Row. I think we said after watching the trailer, we had to watch it twice because we thought, what the fuck's that about? It did get to a point many times during watching this when we said, what the fuck's this about?
I've got no idea what happened, even the exposition at the end. I'm still...
Let's start by saying that I said, before you listen to the trailer, that Brett Michaels produced, wrote it, starred in it, directed it, co-directed in it. We saw the credits. He also edited it and did the music for it. The editing... I mean, what the fuck?
It was a bit all over the place, wasn't it?
It was all over.
And it looked like it was filmed on film and also on video.
But there was just random cuts of like,
yeah,
it'd go to a shot for 2 or 3 seconds, and then you go, well, what was the point of that? But then if the shot was longer,
you're just looking at it as a filmmaker, not as a rock star audience sorry, rock fan audience member. You know, if you could look at it through my eyes.
Yeah. What would I see if I looked at it through your eyes?
You'd see, like, imagine a cauldron, yes, right, that some witches had.
Yes.
And, right, all these people came over that lived in the village and did a shit in the cauldron.
Yes.
And then somebody got this big spoon and stirred it round so all the shit was mixed up together. That's what you've got.
It's what? That makes about as much sense
as the film does. That's my point.
Right.
Start at the beginning. First of all, Christy Gibson.
Right. Tell me about Christy Gibson then.
Well, she's his beautiful girlfriend who is a dancer at a strip club. But she might be a prostitute as well.
She puts it about a bit.
She puts it, well, you don't find that out till later, really. Mm. She's very beautiful and long-legged. And I think she actually has natural breasts as well.
And you see them in less than 10 minutes.
10 minutes,
less
yeah.
than 10 minutes before you get yeah. boobs.
She's also, I believe, Bret Michaels' other half.
Or was at the time.
Or was at the time of making the film, yeah. Yes. So she was quite attractive. She also had a rather large apartment.
For a stripper, yeah.
I'm not talking about her vagina.
I thought it's...
Hey, that's a large apartment you got. Gee, you can fit how many sofas in it? Wow. Yeah. So obviously, like, if you are a prostitute stroke stripper stroke dancer,
yeah,
you're very rich and can afford an Icelandically sort of IKEA filled. It was very wooden.
It looked like the inside of a sauna.
It did look like a sauna.
Yeah. Not very safe if you're a smoker and you know you fall asleep with a fag on the go.
With a fag, on, yeah.
Speaking of fags, Brett normally has a fag in his mouth.
Yeah, all
most
the way through
the film.
Yeah, he doesn't stop, does he? Smoking all the way through.
No. Yeah. Actually, yeah, we should again. For the American audience, when we do say he's got a fag in his mouth most of the way through the film. He's in prison, though, I guess.
Well, we'll get to that at the time, won't we? He hasn't even been arrested yet.
Well,
so,
we don't have to go through it chronologically.
Dave,
how can he go through this chronologically? Because we've got no idea what was going on.
But I think you need to start from the beginning, because I think that the fact that it's Halloween is quite pertinent to the plot. Is it time for another sweetie yet?
No, not yet. So it's pertinent to the plot for the fact of what? We both said partway through, oh, there's a werewolf in the movie.
Yeah, I honestly thought it was a horror film. Because you sort of see the dancer, don't you? And she goes home.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a little second glimpse of this werewolf face in a bush outside her house. I mean, if it was me, I'd think, what the fuck? It's a werewolf.
It's a werewolf.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a werewolf mask.
But we didn't know that. I thought it was a werewolf. He got glowing red eyes.
Yeah. But.
But.
Right, you're a big fan of Blade Runner,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah.
So this, much like the original release of Blade Runner at the cinema, where Harrison Ford did the voiceover.
Hang on.
I am comparing this to Blade Runner.
Hang on. You can't do that.
No, because the point I want to make is, so Bret Michaels is doing the voiceover all the way through.
Fuck me.
Do you think...
Oh, Ridley, I'm sorry.
Do you think this is going to go the same way as Blade Runner? And there's going to be various cuts of it coming out.
And Demis Roussos doing this.
Yeah. And they're going to do the, like, a letter from Death Row, the final cut, without the voiceover.
Oh, my God.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I can't even believe that you would dare utter the words Blade Runner. At all. Is this to do with the eyes?
No, it's to do with the voiceover.
Just the voice, but the eyes as well were a bit glowy, weren't they? Like they were replica. Oh, my God.
There's so many parallels already with Blade Runner.
Bret Michaels made Blade Runner 2 before Denis Villeneuve does.
We should watch it again and guess who's a replicant.
Oh, shit.
All in the voiceover, though, he does say part of it is he goes on about living, tasting, and smelling death.
Yeah.
How does he know what death tastes like? Well, I mean, obviously. Fair enough, we all know what death smells like. We walked past the woods the other day and there was like someone died in there.
Yeah.
Living death. Well, you know, fair enough.
I don't know. You were married before you met me. What did that taste like?
What, a living death? And you both living death and a tasting death.
I mean, I'm sorry to bring sex up with your ex-wife, but you have some experience of tasting of death. Living death. Oh, dear. Happy Christmas, Dave.
Thank you. Can I just go and get some mouthwash now? I just hear me gargling in the background and then just like...
Dave, listen, I'm really sorry that every time we do this, I bring up Lex. Because she might listen to this one day.
Shh. Stop it now.
Okay.
It's there for the world. Stop it.
The first thing that struck me from the beginning was, this looks like a student film. And then Charlie Sheen popped up.
Yeah, right, so Charlie Sheen, like we said, he must have...
I'm sure now, I am absolutely sure that Bret Michaels has got something on Charlie Sheen and his dad.
Well, Charlie Sheen's in it literally for under 10 seconds, way under
in
10 seconds.
In both parts.
And he plays two parts. He appears as a cop.
Did he think we wouldn't notice? He's a cop doctor.
He's a cop and then a doctor.
Did I just say cock doctor then?
No, you did say cop doctor, that's okay. Not cock doctor. But he appears as a cop at the start.
He is a cock doctor. Hi, my name's Charlie Sheen. I'm HIV positive and I'm a cock doctor. I sounded like Peter Griffin then. You cock doctor. Oh dear God! Oh,
that could be his next film, Cock Doctor. Charlie Sheen as the Cock Doctor.
Oh, I think I need to sit on a towel. Oh, I've had an accident.
But yeah, I think it's because he appears right near the beginning as a cop for like about 3 seconds. Yeah. Literally, about 3 seconds. But then he's near the end as a doctor.
Yeah, with the same hair.
No, but isn't his hair longer? Hasn't he got like the mullet as a doctor? He's like mullet cock doctor.
And it tied up like he's in the Rocky.
Yeah.
With Clint Eastwood. Is it made? What year was it made? What film had Charlie Sheen made at the same time?
I have got no idea.
He was probably too busy doing Speedballs and banging whores, wasn't he? Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't really sort of carry on at now, can you? Because you just... Sorry. Thinking
after
about,
Cock Doctor, innit?
Yeah.
Chapters, the way that we talked about the editing, but the way that it comes up on screen with really crappy titles. Chapter one.
Chapter one. What was the first chapter?
I forget the name.
I can't remember either. It was so...
But there was like chapter three, The Chase.
The Chase. And it was a chase.
But it did cut to it. There was nothing. It was like halfway through a scene. I think it's after his girlfriend had been killed. And then it suddenly went...
Did you notice something about when she was killed?
The what?
That he sort of... Well, he comes into the house, doesn't he, with a werewolf mask on. You don't know it's him at the time, though. You think somebody's been watching her at the club.
Yeah. It's essentially, when you're watching it, it's a whodunit. You're trying to guess. Did he really kill his girlfriend? Did he not kill his girlfriend? Who... Is it this person or that person that killed his girlfriend?
Does anybody care?
Yeah.
Is she really dead?
Yeah.
But it was quite interesting, I thought, that when she was killed, and we don't really know if she was strangled or smothered, that when he moves the pillow, her mouth falls open and a load of jizz comes out of it. Or it could be bread sauce.
No, he said whether it... Before we get to that, though, before we get to the jizz...
Do you think bread sauce looks like jizz?
No.
I don't.
It's no, like I'd say more like baby sick.
Bread sauce or jizz?
But bread sauce looks like baby sick.
Baby sick, yeah. It's not. I like bread sauce.
Do you?
Do you think Americans have, and like the world has bread sauce, or it's just a British thing?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody... Maybe the Americans do, I don't know.
Let us know. If you're listening anywhere other than the UK and you have bread sauce, let us know. Where was it going now? Yeah, when she got killed, he was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Shadow boxing with himself.
Yeah.
And he couldn't hear her scream.
No.
And she was screaming because he was too intense.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, but he got his top off. He was looking at his own nipples.
But, right. Before I get onto my next point, answer me this.
Okay.
She's on the couch. He's shadow boxing with himself in the bathroom, and that's not a euphemism for something else.
Right.
Like having a large apartment. So that's going on. She's being smothered by a cushion by somebody in a werewolf mask.
The werewolf mask
was on the floor, but she's been smothered by a cushion. Was she or was she not dressed? She was dressed. They were both dressed.
She was dressed, yes.
She was dressed.
And so was Brett Michaels.
They were both dressed.
Oh, no, he was topless.
Yeah, but he got his pants on, but she was fully dressed.
Yeah, she was.
Because when it went to the coroner's, the coroner said, in a very serious voice, the lab test proved it was your sperm in that girl. Right?
There you go, then. It was jizz in her
so mouth. So much it had come out of her mouth.
Well, no, I don't think it was, like, up her vagina.
Well, that's
area.
What I was thinking. I think
he probably came in
if
mouth.
If it was in her large apartment and she'd got dressed and left it up there and hadn't had a wash before.
Right.
And she was expecting her husband to come back, still with Brett's bread sauce in her apartment.
Oh! In her apartment.
Yeah.
So instead of having her bread sauce in her apartment, she Charlie Sheened it in her mouth.
Yeah. She cock-doctored it in her mouth.
She cock-doctored it. Yeah. So it was jizz then.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was, I've just seen my notes now, it was chapter 3 that was the chase.
It was chapter... Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I still can't believe how big her house was for a whore. And I think you should become a gigolo so we can have a big house.
Does that mean I've got to do anything with bread sauce?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's making my apartment bigger. Now, there was a scene... anybody familiar with Samurai Cop? There was a Samurai Cop-esque scene.
Oh, it wasn't-esque. It was total Samurai Cop.
Brett Michaels appears. Obvious wig.
Yeah, but he's quite well known for being a baldy fuck, isn't he?
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you think about it, Brett Michaels, big heartthrob from the 80s, wasn't he?
Hmm.
And continued to be through sort of the 90s. And I think that he lost his hair probably in the 90s, maybe covered it up late 80s, because he started wearing bandanas a lot.
Yeah.
And then never went out without a bandana on. And I'm sure... that he sort of, you know, lost his hair. That he had like a bald tonsure area.
Really?
Like a priest. Yes. Yeah. It must be really hard sort of for a bloke like that to get older. Lose your hair.
Mm.
And then there was the teeth thing that I can't sort of get out of my head at all.
So, for everybody listening, he's in prison and the guards are bastards to him. We'll get to that in a minute, sweeties. Let's do the teeth thing, then we'll get to a sweetie. So the guards are bastards to him and everybody, like they are in most prison movies, yeah? So they get him up against a wall.
Yeah, they're going to bum him.
And then one puts his hand into his mouth and just gives a little tug. And then he goes, "You've got my teeth. You've got my teeth.
I've got the gum for your lady now, and you're taking my teeth.
You're taking my front
teeth."
And he has a scene with this Jessica who comes into the prison to tell his story, and he's there with no front teeth and lisping all the time because he's got no teeth. But then, did you notice when in the movie his teeth appeared?
No.
Did you? No, because the very next scene, he's got his teeth and it's never explained.
No.
So what do you think happened in real life that he had to film that one scene with no teeth? Because there's no other reason for it.
Unless people sort of know that he hasn't got his front teeth and he was just sort of being a man and going, "Hey, I've got no front teeth because I'm a cock knocker." I don't know. It was kind of weird though.
It was
just
so weird.
The whole fucking film was weird, Dave.
Yeah, it was.
None of it made any sense at all. I didn't know who Jessica was till the last minute of the film. She was just some red-headed woman who kept appearing and asking him questions about the murder and showing her cleavage and her fanny.
Her thighs. She showed a lot of thigh all the way through it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was only when she started wanking with that picture near the end
when
somebody said, yeah, have you ever done that? Have you ever got your favourite picture of Sly as Rambo? You know, a bit of blood on his head. You know, maybe Rambo 3, where he was really muscly and good looking and tanned and really fit. Have you ever sort of looked at him and thought, oh, I love you, Sly, and just like printed one off and just rubbed it on your cock?
I thought that was another euphemism then, printed one off. I thought, is this going to be the episode
of
euphemism?
You're not answering the question.
No, I think you're putting your fantasies onto me at the moment. So
I've never done anything like that. Is it time for a sweet now?
Right, let's have a sweet, because you won't rest until we've had a sweet. So sweet number three.
One.
Right, we're going to have a monkey sweet, which is called, you can pronounce that.
It's called Jungelvral. Jungelvral.
Jungelvral original. The picture is a monkey with its mouth wide open.
Which doesn't bode well,
does it? Which doesn't bode well. They are... they do look like little licorice cubes. So, there's a twice a bloody open again. Sorry, this is not good audio, but for everybody listening, they're
hurry
going...
Hurry up!
Okay, it's open. Right, you ready? Right. Open wide.
Do you have to peel it?
Do you have to peel it? How can you peel a piece of bloody licorice? Try that.
Oh, my God.
What
the fuck is that?
Holy shit! That's salty.
What is it? Oh, my God, Frederick. It's...
Right, for everybody listening to this, you have to visit the website and look at the photograph of what we've just put in our mouth.
It's licorice covered in salt.
Actually, now the first hit's gone, it's all right.
That is the most one of the most bizarre things I've ever tasted in my life.
That is a strange one. I think that's the one. Again, I'll put it on the podcast notes on the website.
That is so weird.
There's videos. I think I mentioned it.
Yeah.
I think it was an American college somewhere.
Who on earth in your country, Frederick, thought that putting salt on licorice was a good idea?
It doesn't taste like just salt either, though. I'm down to just the licorice now, which is fair enough.
No. I can't. What does it say, isn't it? Honey fat? No. Can't tell. It's only got protein and salt in.
Anyway. Yeah. Check out the picture and you'll know. Moving on.
I don't think I want another one of them.
No, we've got one sweet, a lot of sweeties left. They're quite big too. I don't know what's
going to happen. Like Charlie Sheen.
Like Charlie Sheen. Right. The warden of the prison.
Yeah, who was that then?
It was...
which bloke was he?
It was the old guy, right, who... So, Brett Michaels gets taken into the showers... because apparently he's covered in what kind of lice? Crab lice. Crab lice. Wait, what's it says to him? You're covered in crab lice. So
this was the bit of the film that I thought I really perked up in interest. I thought there's two guards either side of him. They've got him in like an arm lock. They're forcing him into the shower. They're going to bum the shit out of him.
Well, the warden is waiting in the shower wearing like a little robe and a pair of pants.
He hasn't got pants on. He's got a razor though, hasn't he?
He's got a cutthroat razor.
Yeah.
So this is when he goes on about, oh, your head and your body are covered in crab lice.
Mm.
Right? So he's going to shave him. He's going to shave Brett Michaels.
He's going to shave his cock and balls.
You don't want your cock and balls shaved with a...
Well, you've never complained.
Well, you're not with a cutthroat razor. What about his bumhole? How's he going to do that with a cutthroat razor?
Well, perhaps he'd imac that, though. Oh, sorry, feet it. Use some sort of hair-dissolving cream, you know, like Chris does.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Chris feets everywhere, doesn't he?
Mr.
Jellyman. Yeah. He does his armpits.
Yeah.
Actually, people would be surprised to know that Chris actually has no body hair whatsoever.
He draws on his eyebrows. Should we give that
one? No, he's got eyebrows and hair, but like from the neck down.
How do you know that? How do you know that our fellow co-host has no body hair?
I know. Okay. He beats it all off. Okay. Smooth like a little baby's bum it is. And his little pippies. Yeah.
Moving on.
Speechless.
Moving on.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Chris's little pippies.
Well, they're not that little.
Ooh. The warden, who is called Leonard Felcher.
Come on then, tell me. You're the expert on rude words and sayings. Like Alaskan pipeline is your favourite, isn't it?
Hot Carl's pretty good.
Hot Carl. What does Felch mean?
You don't know about Felch.
No, I don't. Tell me.
You seriously don't know?
I don't know. Straight up, I know it's rude, but I don't know what it is. What is it?
Felching is to suck. Oh, I've said it's suck. I could say my little finger now.
Okay, hang on. I just need to cough. Oh. Okay,
felching is to suck the semen from somebody's bumhole. Yes, it is. Straws are optional.
Is that like a gay thing then?
Well, no, it's not necessarily that gays don't have the
monopoly on
felching. It could be, it's open to anybody.
So like, you would have sex with, say, a lady,
yes,
right? Not Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Just for a change.
Yeah.
And you would have anal sex with that lady.
Yeah.
Possibly your ex-wife.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you'd have anal sex with your ex-wife and ejaculate within that orifice.
Yes.
And then you would go, hold on a minute, darling. This is in the past when you used to call her darling and you still quite liked her. Hold on a minute, darling. I just need to do a spot of felching. And then you'd get down on your hands and knees, because I'm presuming she's on her hands and knees.
Okay.
And then you would suck her anus, therefore swallowing your own semen.
That is felching. So the warden is called Leonard Felcher, which, funnily enough, if you go to IMDb, he's only credited as warden. They don't even say his name.
Not Warden Felcher.
No.
I wonder why.
Not even the Felchmeister.
That's so rude, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Who thought of doing it in the first place?
How do you get a word like felch from sucking cum out of a bumhole?
Wouldn't it be good, though? He missed a trick, really, if the entire cast were named after sort of strange sexual acts or something. You could have...
Yes.
Bobby Snowball.
What does that mean?
You don't know what snowballing is? Come on. Get the fuck out of here. You don't know what snowballing is.
Dave, you're just making it up. I'm not.
Listeners, I'm sure many people listening know what snowballing is.
I don't know.
Yes, that's again. So let's take for the example.
You're like this amazing pervert. I didn't know.
Let's say
everybody calls me Dirty Tina and they think I'm really rude. And obviously I'm not.
So there's a couple.
A couple. Person, man and a woman, man
but
and
either,
man.
Again, it's either. Doesn't matter.
Lady,
man, man, woman, man, woman. Doesn't matter. Man, horse. Doesn't matter. One ejaculates into the other's mouth.
Yes.
Then they spit it back into the other person's mouth, who then spits it back into the other person. And it's like a snowball. It gets bigger and bigger.
That's really disgusting.
you never knew that.
Before.
So there could have been Leonard Felcher. And you went, oh, okay, don't know that. Then Bobby Snowball could have come on screen. And that would have gone over your head.
What do you talk about?
What about Jimmy Rimmer then? What about if Jimmy Rimmer came on screen?
Jimmy Rimmer?
Yeah, what about that then, if he came on screen?
What's that?
You wouldn't even know, get the... Rimming. If Jimmy Rimmer. Bum licking.
Bum licking.
What about then?
So rimming is.
You must have it.
A bum.
You must have got it then.
Isn't that felching though?
No,
licking
because
a bum.
Licking a bum hole is different to swallowing semen from a bum hole. You must have got it then. If somebody came on screen called Joey Double Penetration, don't tell me you wouldn't have got that.
Oh
one.
Yeah, that's when. When double penetration is when there's. It's I think you need to draw me a picture.
Okay.
Is that two penile?
Or two objects of any description.
With one hole.
Yes.
So does that mean that it's two penises into one vagina?
It could mean that, yeah.
How would they fit then?
What?
How do two penises fit into one vagina?
Because she's obviously got a very large apartment.
You fly down. You've given me consumption. Is it time for another sweet yet?
No, we're saving the last one. We should point out that the last 5 minutes that we've been talking about has nothing to do with the film, and there is no felching in the film, or rimming, or snowballing, or double penetration.
I've never heard of snowballing.
Oh, Jesus.
Wind it up quick, I want to look on the internet.
Thank you for listening, and goodbye. keep it, well, we're talking about sex, let's keep it on the subject of that, just for a change.
Mm.
So Bret Michaels is in his cell. And you get that you see in many prison movies where the guy's coming around with a little trolley thing that's got magazines and, you know, chocolate bar and whatever on. So what does Bret Michaels get?
Porn mag.
A porn mag. Right, now remember, this porn mag has probably been on that little sort of trolley, who knows, months?
Years.
Years. Yeah. It's gone all around the block.
Yeah.
It's probably...
stuck together.
You couldn't open it. I very much doubt you could open any page on that porn mag.
You liked the picture on the cover, though, didn't you? Because it was a great big arse.
And that's why you picked it, is it?
Yeah.
Because it was a great big arse.
Yeah. It's probably thinking, oh, I miss great big arses. Oh, dear me.
Right, another scene.
Yeah.
Now, there is, on the DVD, there's a making of which, it's a 35-minute making of which we watched, like, about 5 minutes, didn't we?
Yeah, less than that, even.
And then you've got Bret Michaels talking about it. Now, one thing I noticed when we listened to that 5 minutes, and he's going on, yeah, and he was very sincere. Yeah, I talked to the cops and got information, and I went to prisons, and I talked to prisoners. Talked to prisoners on death row, and I talked to the guards and how they worked and all of this. So there's a scene where Bret Michaels is handcuffed.
Mm.
Now you think it's handcuffed, so he can't escape. So he's sat on a wheelchair.
Yeah.
His right hand, around his right wrist, is part of the handcuff.
Mm.
The other part of it is on the arm of the wheelchair.
Yeah.
His left hand, nothing.
It's free.
The wheelchair isn't tied to anything. It's not like, you know, he's handcuffed to a radiator that you normally see. How's that going to stop him escaping?
Well, it wouldn't.
Either.
He can still wheel it.
He can still either, like, wheelchair like mad.
Yeah.
Or he could stand up and run dragging the wheelchair. He could use the wheelchair as a weapon.
Could he?
He could swing it round his head.
I don't think he could. He's
I think
a bit
he could.
Weedy.
Oh, you see him pumping iron partway through the movie.
Yeah. I suppose he's quite fit looking, but he doesn't look very strong. He's quite feminine looking, really, isn't he?
You think he looks like a girl?
Yeah, total girl.
They do mention it in the movie, though, that he's like
keep
a pretty
calling
boy.
Him pretty boy.
Pretty boy. You're pretty boy.
Pretty boy. Oh, poor thing.
Oh.
He isn't very manly, though, is he? I think he sort of is trying to give off this manly persona in the film by having a fag.
Constantly.
Look at me, I'm grown up and I smoke. A nice fag. And also he's topless an awful lot as well.
Yeah.
And he's got tattoos. That's always a sign of a real man because they can endure pain.
Could he change a tyre?
Probably not, no.
Does he know the wires in the plug? How to rewire
a
plug?
Do
you? Of course I do.
Do you, balls? Is like...
Of course I bloody do. Right, here you go. Final lot of sweeties.
I'm scared of having one of these because it's got fire on it.
The final lot of sweeties is called Tyre Kisk Pepper? Peba? Pepper?
It's Turkish fire, I think that means.
They do look like from... Okay, so that's three lots of fire on the cover. Again, go to the website and you'll see the picture. On the back, there's a description. Too hot to handle? Question mark. One fire sign means mild. Two fire signs mean strong. Three fire signs mean hottest.
Oh, my God.
They do look like Turkish.
Oh.
Licorice, lozenge, and they're bloody huge. Oh, and actually, no, they're not too... Oh, he says that. Have you opened it? Go on. It's licorice. It tastes of licorice.
Yeah.
It's probably the middle bit that's hot. Go on.
Oh, it's hot.
It's not. It tastes of licorice. Just suck it. Don't spit. Suck.
I'm scared.
Do it. Wait till you get to the middle
bit. It's getting really hot now.
It's not.
It is, though.
I'm sucking like mad and it...
Hey, maybe a snowball later. Mm.
No.
I quite like that.
I quite like it.
Mm.
I do like it, actually.
Mm.
It's getting warm.
A bit hot. Mm.
Yeah.
What does it taste like?
Licorice crossed with...
With those Werther's.
What, Werther's original?
Yeah.
Toffee.
Mm.
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 That's good.
Mm.
Anyway, back to the movie, while we keep sucking.
Okay.
So this Jessica, right? Jessica, who we thought, who the fuck is she?
Mm.
And he's coming and he's telling his story to her. So this is after...
Oh, it got hotter.
Oh my God. Careful.
Oh, it's getting hotter the more you suck.
It is. It is with me.
Mm. Your face has gone red.
It's all right for now, though. So this is after...
Do you think he's injected poison in it and we're going to die?
No, I don't think so. So after the Felchmeister...
Yeah.
...has got his cutthroat and shaved Brett Michaels. Brett Michaels then sits and sees this Jessica. So, Brett Michaels is now sat there, bald.
Yeah. And he's really bald as well,
isn't
he?
Totally bald and beaten up.
Yeah.
Right? He's all bruised and everything because he's taken a beating. And then Jessica goes, what have they done to you? You seem so different from when I last saw you. He's been fucking beaten up and shaved. And you just look a little bit different to when I last saw you.
Yeah, that was a huge disappointment for me, that scene in the film. Because I thought when those two guards took him in there and, like, the governor was sitting there with the cutthroat razor, I thought, oh, he's going to get, like, so bummed in prison. The shower.
Yeah.
Why didn't he get bummed?
Maybe he did and they cut away from it.
No, there was no bumming going on whatsoever. It was shaving. They shaved his widge.
Maybe that was there.
Because of the crap. It's like, we normally in prison, you get bummed in the shower, but over here, we're harder than that.
We just shave your witch.
We just shave your witch.
I bet there's a name, you know, much like this felching. I'm sure there must be a name just for getting off on shaving witches.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. It's got to be something
Google
bizarre.
It.
I'm not Googling shaving witches while we record.
Go on, Google it. People listening to this now are now Googling...
Shaving widges.
Okay. Oh, my God, I just crunched it and it's really hot. Oh!
Oh, shit. God, there goes the keyboard. Right, go on then. You carry on about the film while I type in shaving widges.
Okay. I can't even speak. This is hot. Mmm.
Shave creams. Shaving Susie. Official. That's widgets, not widges.
What?
Oh, that's showing results for shaving widgets. Search instead for...
Shaving penises, not widges.
But we said shaving widgets.
Yeah, but...
Widges videos. Free porn videos. Widges porn film.
Lovely.
I'm going to click on Google Images.
And what came up? Woodwork.
Yeah.
Because that's what... Oh, my God, that was hot. My tongue's burning. Put penises.
This isn't good audio, though, is it?
You could cut it out.
But I'm not going to, am I? They're just going to listen to us. How to shave your genitals. 13 steps with pitch. Shall we go through the 13
no,
steps?
No, how to shave your dick and balls
that's
on
YouTube.
YouTube,
though.
How to shave your pubic hair to make your penis look longer.
Is it normal that my mum shaves my penis?
Holy shit. She asked if she could shave inside my butt crack. I let her do it. And then when she was done, she went back to shaving my penis a little more. Oh, my God.
Should I shave my... Right, we're going to go through the 13-step... how to shave your genitals, male. 13 steps. Step 1. What's that song? What's the song, was it?
Step one. Shwaddy, waddy.
You find a girl.
Find a girl.
Three steps to heaven.
Three steps to heaven. Yeah.
This is.
You trim the hair around the balls.
13 steps to a shaven winch is the new song. Trim the hair. Step two.
That's a nice picture.
Avoid using chemical depilatories.
Yeah, that's what VT is. What a load of bollocks that
three,
is.
Three. Get in position.
Could you stand like that?
It's like a frog. You don't squat while you shave your cock and balls, do you?
I don't know. What do you... Yeah.
Step four, lather the area for shaving.
You would have to squat to get round the back.
Step five, begin shaving. Six, shave above the penis.
Pulling I want to know how you shave your
pulling
balls,
pulling the penis
though.
Downwards, shave from the top of the penis upward to the navel. Seven, shave the sides. Holding the penis to the side, shave inwards in the sides of it and in the sides of the scrotum. Eight, shave between the penis and the scrotum. Holding the penis upwards, shave downwards carefully from the penis to the lower part of the scrotum. It may be easier to shave while the penis is erected, since the skin will be more extended and the penis is easier to handle.
So you've got to have a wank first.
Yeah. Nine.
So Chris does that.
Extend the skin.
I bet he does.
I'm sure we're going to get to the bottom of this article. It's an article by Chris Jellyman at Dastardly Jabby. step 10, clean up. Using soap. Step 11, pat dry.
That's an erect penis picture.
In a towel.
How rude.
12, minimise skin irritation. And 13...
That was a bit shit, though. I would imagine most men don't shave because you could cut yourself, and they use depilatory creams.
I like the Q&A at the bottom, though. When shaving my genitals, is it necessary to remove the hair around the anus? And the answer, it is completely your choice. Hair removal is your decision. If you like it super clean, grab a mirror, which will help you in shaving the hair off. It's not right or wrong to remove the hair, or not to remove it. There you go.
Do you think Brett Michaels shaves his?
He had no choice, but the Felcher did it for him.
Do you think he shaved his bumhole as well?
He might have done. Do you think he made him get an erection so he could shave it properly?
No, would be rude. Out of your friends, then, who do you think shaves their cock and balls? Do you think Jerry from Bad Cop show does his? I bet he doesn't.
No, I think him and Dave shave each other's balls.
I don't think either of them do. I think Jerry's probably got pubic hair down to his knees. And it's grey. Or white. Because he's like really old. He's really old and he's got this long white pubic hair. And when his wife looks at him, she goes, oh my God! It's horrific!
It's like a deformed Father Christmas.
Oh!
So...
He says, quickly changing the subject.
Getting back to the movie, there's people that go thinking, for fuck's sake, tell me about a letter from death row. Brett is put in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Solitary confinement.
With another person.
With Lucifer.
With Lucifer, who's a priest. Why did he call that character Lucifer? That's the most stupid... contrived plot point calling a priest Lucifer ever.
And the thing is...
And also, was he really a priest? Because when he first appears in the film, he's got a purple cassock on. And as us good Catholics know, only bishops are allowed to wear red and purple.
There you go. But he comes out after serving his time in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
And he talks to that Jessica again. And he's pissing and moaning. And he says, I just spent 2 weeks in solitary.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
You didn't. It's about 5 minutes.
He was by himself when he was in his normal cell.
Yeah.
When he's in solitary, he's got somebody with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Why did they throw him in with that priest then? Do you think they were going to...
I don't know.
Don't you?
Martin Sheen appears as his dad.
That's the high point of the film.
Yeah.
So you think until Martin Sheen actually opens his mouth and then he's acting... is as equally bad as Bret Michaels is. I sat there and I thought, this is going to be amazing now because Martin Sheen's going to, like, totally act and be incredible. Because he is wonderful, isn't he, Martin Sheen? He's just wonderful. And he's just as shit as Bret Michaels is. It was... I just sat there thinking, what's he got on you, Michael?
But how did they get across that he's... because Bret Michaels' character is an ex-con, he's a bad boy. How did they get across that his dad... Martin Sheen is a good guy, a God-fearing man. How did they get that across?
Well, I'll let you explain that because you'll be owning one yourself soon.
Yes, he wears a baseball cap with Get a Life with Jesus Christ printed on the front of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It was a nice hat, though.
It was a nice hat.
I'd like a hat like that. It'd have to have sparkles on it, though.
Right. The guards have been set up as...
Do you think you could buy a tiara with, like, the word God or baby Jesus written in, like, sparkles?
Maybe.
And glue the baby Jesus onto the tiara. Dave!
Maybe so.
Oh, I need one of them. Sorry, carry on.
The guards have been set up as being, like, really twats.
Yeah.
Right? They took his teeth, for fuck's sake. Remember?
Yeah, but they gave them back.
They gave me
immediately.
Back. Yeah, straight away.
And probably fitted them.
So, Brett's been in solitary with Lucifer.
Yeah, and he's bald.
Yeah, and he's bald.
Did you see the dinner that they both had as well?
It was a lovely dinner.
It was a lovely dinner.
There was a donut on it for starters.
It was a donut.
An apple.
And underneath the donut was some meat and gravy.
Yeah.
And then there was an apple, yes, yeah. And there was like some
pudding. A glass of champagne.
Glass of champagne, a rose.
Yes.
In a little vase, some condoms and some lube.
Yeah, and a chocolate pudding.
Lovely.
Mm.
Two puddings.
Two. What's the worst thing that the guards can think of while he's in solitary to do to him?
Oh, I don't take his poor mag off him.
Nope.
No. I don't know. Piss on his sheets.
Nope.
Anally rape him?
While he was away in solitary.
I don't know.
They take his guitar strings. That's the worst they could think to do, is take his guitar strings.
And throw them over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a bit mean, though, wasn't it?
Mm.
Because a man like Bret Michaels, who's an artiste, that would be soul-destroying. Did you just get to the end of that, sweetie?
I've just got to the centre of it now.
Ooh.
Oh, it's like a little volcano exploding.
Mm.
Lucifer. Right, this is where it gets weird. The end of the film. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It was like a little volcano exploding. Do you remember the old days when you used to say stuff like that to me?
I thought it was you that said that. Oh, it was like seeing on Mount Etna. Now I know what it's like to be at Pompeii.
Okay.
Yeah, are you all right now?
Yeah.
You got a volcano thoughts out of your head.
I can't stop laughing. Oh, fuck. Okay,
it's
be
all...
serious. Think of Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
What kind of blood has Charlie Sheen got? Tiger blood.
Tiger blood.
Is it? Tiger? Mm. Not monkey blood?
No.
Sure.
No.
It's monkey blood.
It's not monkey blood.
What kind of blood's his dad got? Catholic blood.
Catholic blood. Jesus blood. Lucifer, right? Lucifer's...
What's in the room?
It's a day away. Is a day away from being executed, and this is where we lost.
Yeah, but what did he do?
No, but
what
this is where the plot just gets absolutely stupid, and we were sat there going, "What the fuck is happening?" Because Lucifer then gets put in this, does get put in solitary by himself for a change, and this is elaborate plot where he escapes, and you find out how he escapes because the guards come into the room. And there's an air vent.
It's that's tiny. Like,
you know, you see with those brick air vents, you know, you replace a brick with like a one with holes in.
Yeah.
It's like one of those, just a tiny little bit bigger. And he's pulled the front off and they go, oh, he escaped through there. Yeah. How the fuck did he escape through
there? A snake couldn't escape through
there. A rat couldn't have done it.
Maybe a rat could have, yeah. I don't know, maybe, like, somebody snowballed him.
What?
And sucked, like, sucked.
Maybe he
and
was...
And then he shrunk. No, Ant-Man.
No.
He was Ant-Man.
Or he could have been Ant-Man.
Ooh.
Or he could have been Tombs from the X-Files.
That's horrible. Yeah, Tombs, he'd stretch through
it. Yeah, he'd stretch through it.
Yeah.
Lucifer is Tombs.
Ooh. Oh, that was ultra geeky, that was, Dave.
Who's going to get that reference, I wonder?
Oh, quite a few people, I would imagine, if they're old like us. Yeah. You should mention, though, about Lucifer, about the very, very beginning of the film.
Go on, then.
Well, right at the very beginning of the film, before you even see Bret Michaels, there's a scene that looks like it's filmed on video in 1972, where... a priest in purple, so obviously he's a bishop, is sitting down in a church and this bloke is like whispering something to him. And this bloke, it turns out that he's the governor who's in this film. So the governor is telling the priest some deep, dark secret. And that's why the priest ends up in prison, because apparently he kills an altar boy through bumming him to death.
But you don't see that. There's a lot of...
The look on the kid's face, though.
There's a lot of suggested bumming in this film.
But there is no...
actual.
Bumming.
No.
Is there?
And it is an 18 as well.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it an 18 when there's no bumming?
I don't know.
Perhaps head shaving is the same as bumming.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I don't know.
It would have been a much better film if there was a bit of bumming in it.
Would have made it.
It would have made it more interesting for me anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The final two sentences of the movie.
Yeah. Were. Anybody wants a snowball? In Britain, a snowball is a drink, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And is it avocado and lemonade?
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a snowball is avocado and lemonade. And avocado is, it's eggnog, isn't
Chicken
it?
Chicken milk.
Oh!
Are you sure it's not got baby sham in it?
What?
I thought a snowball got something to do with baby sham.
I'm pretty sure it's lemonade and avocado.
I don't know. We'll have to look after we've finished. I'm sure there's people screaming at their MP3 players now.
Screaming, stop!
For fuck's sake!
Shut the fuck
you
up!
You told me nothing about a letter from Death Row. You've just gone on about...
I love Bret Michaels!
You've just gone on about bumming, of which there's none
bumming
in the movie.
And shaving your bollocks.
Felching.
Felching.
Sitting on a volcano. No! The final two sentences. A good writer can make the mind imagine. A great writer... can make the mind believe. A shit writer can write a letter from Death Row.
Did he write it?
He wrote it as well, didn't he?
Do you think he used all his own money to make that film? Because it did. I mean, I know we haven't really... Normally, when we do SOSs, we do talk more in depth about what happens in the film and piss ourselves laughing. It's been very difficult to do that with this film because... I couldn't latch on to anything that was happening.
No.
It wasn't coherent in any way, was it?
It wasn't, no.
And there were no action scenes in it.
No, it was just... I mean, the acting in it is awful.
Even Martin Sheen is awful.
Yeah, and like
it?
You said, the story's like totally incoherent. And
there's no bumming in it.
The editing
it's
and the directing.
It's a prison, and there's no bumming. Fuck. First rule of prison film.
Bum.
Do they bum in, what's that film called that Sly and Arnie are in?
What, Escape Plan?
Is there bumming in that?
No.
I bet there was. I bet Arnie bummed Sly.
What about Escape from Alcatraz with Clint?
Oh, Clint wouldn't let anybody bum him. He's above bumming. Clint is a god, isn't he? On a pedestal.
And above bumming.
And above the bummage. Not that there's anything wrong with bumming, I might add.
Especially in prison.
I'm all for a lovely bit of bumming between two men who love each other very much.
Yes.
I'm all for it. Or even two trannies. Yeah. Or even a man and a tranny.
Yeah.
Or a lady and a man and a tranny and a gay man.
And a horse.
No, no. Now, what? That's the second time tonight you've mentioned a horse. What's with the horses tonight?
So now you're going to tell me you haven't seen the Mr. Hands video.
Well, of course I've seen that, well, because you made me watch it. Here, Tina, come here for a second and have a look at this. And it was horrific.
Yes.
And that's why I had to watch it three times, just to make sure that it was.
Yes. And there we have it. That's a letter from Death Row.
Yeah. That was a very in-depth analysis.
Nobody needs to watch it now. They've got every single detail.
You don't ever have to watch that film.
That cost me 50 pence.
I have to say, you're going to be shocked now when I say this, that I take the piss out of all the films that I'm looking at right here now. All 10 shelves of your shit films. And I must say, Dave,
yes,
with hand on heart, on New Year's Eve 2016, that I would much rather watch one of your shit action films that I can truly take the piss out of and feel superior than that confusing piece of crap. Thank you.
So no. You think this is a new low then, is it, for the SOS?
I actually don't think it belongs on your shelves of shame.
Don't you think so?
It's not worthy of it. Because it's just, I can't even say that it's so bad that I enjoyed it. Because every film that we watch, I really enjoyed. That was just so confusing. Even though, I mean, it was worth watching because Bret Michaels is in it. And Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen as well. But it's not a film that I would ever watch again. Or even sort of think about, really, because the films that we normally do for SOS is stay in my memory and I think, do you remember that film that we watched? Oh, it was so awful. But this one is like, yeah, Bret Michaels, stick to the singing, love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want nothing but a good time.
On Skinny Bop now?
Ooh, Skinny Bop Bop. Another one?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Right, thank you, Frederick, for sending the sweeties.
Thank you, Frederick and Anna.
Yeah, thank you both.
My favourite was the chocolate, the salty chocolate with the... that one with the monkey on, the...
The gingerbread. Once you got past the, like, really sour...
Yeah, that was okay.
You can tell why the people on the videos are pulling their faces, but once you get past that, it's nice.
And I kind of like the hot one as well.
Yeah.
And I like the... The
Santas.
Yeah, but my favourite was definitely the chocolate.
Oh, good. We should also thank Sean Cullen over in America as well.
Oh, lovely Sean. It was such an amazing surprise off him, literally on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, wasn't it, yeah.
To get a parcel off Sean that was just... Oh, I just... Doing podcasting, we do it, of course, for nothing, and Dave works really hard sort of editing and putting podcasts together. We try and promote people as much as we can, you know, films, music, whatever, you know, because we just love it, don't we? We do it because it's our hobby and we really love what we do. So when somebody says thank you to us for doing what we do, it knocks us out, doesn't it?
It really
does.
Yeah.
So
it's like
surprised.
It's like when we got the package from Frederick and Anna, and then we got the parcel from Sean. It's like bloody hell.
Yeah. Sean's parcel. Amongst other things, Sean sent me a Donny Osmond doll. Now, I'm a lady of a certain age and was obsessed with Donny Osmond as a kid, you know, like when I was 6, 7, 8. And all my friends, I used to go to a convent school. All the girls that I went to convent with had had Donny Osmond, Donny and Marie dolls, and I didn't have one because I came from a poor family. And Sean sent me a Donny Osmond doll in the box.
You squeaked when you opened it. You literally squeaked.
I did more than squeak. I absolutely will treasure it, Sean. Thank you so very, very much. What a lovely thing to do. Thank you. Mm.
And we got some American sweeties. We got Swedish sweeties and we got American sweeties. And we even found out what a Tootsie Roll was.
Yeah.
And it's not something from the Kama Sutra. It is a sweetie, isn't it?
That's a figure of eight roll.
Is it?
It's from the Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
I'll show you in a minute.
Okay, then.
Can you get your leg? Wait,
right behind my neck.
Can you, though?
No.
Well, can you get your leg right up, like, behind your neck and swing your balls at the same time?
No.
You will do once I've punched them.
Okay, then. I'll try that.
Was
way.
That a yes?
No.
Hey!
Yeah, so that's it. The last show. Like I said, we're recording this New Year's Eve. We'll probably get it online tomorrow. So on behalf of me and Tina and Chris as well.
Not Chris. No, he's probably pissed now.
Chris has been very busy. If you're...
Very busy doing what?
If you're a regular visitor to our website.
You're slurring a bit there, Dave.
No, I was thinking
of
the word.
Happy New Year! How many bottles of gin have you had to... How many drinks of gin have you had tonight, David Robinson?
The same amount as you.
Oh, that's 23 then. Woohoo!
I was going to say, Chris has been very busy putting his top 10 video games.
Busy masturbating, more like. That's what he does that a lot, doesn't he? Wanking all the time. That's why I love him, though.
Aww.
He's like my little brother. Oh, a wanky brother.
Shall we just finish? And
No, because we've got to say Happy New Year. And a lot of shit things have happened this year, like Brexit. And I hope I'm not... I don't mean to offend anybody, but this is just my own personal opinion. Trump getting in America. ISIS, wars, Syria, the Yemen. It's just been... just so horrific. And then to top it all, like, loads of people that I really admire died, that everybody's like saying, "Ooh, why are you moaning about that person dying? You didn't know them." Carrie Fisher did mean something to me. She was like a little princess and was a great role model for girls, except for the drug taking. David Bowie is another one who died that you affected you, Dave. Alan Rickman as well. I loved him. Yeah, loads of people, famous people have died. But then I think next year, even more famous people will die because they're sort of that age now. But basically what I'm trying to say is 2017 will probably be quite similar to 2016. And 2016 wasn't that shit. It was really good because the bottom line is we're alive. Yay!
So people can cheer themselves up.
Yeah.
I'm listening to us.
Can I?
Yes.
We'll tell you about snowballs.
Yes.
Is that real?
Yes, it's real.
And the felching.
And the felching.
Have you got any others to give us before we go?
No, I think they're all top of my
you
head.
Just... How do you know all this shit? You're like the most unassuming, quiet man, but you know about all this filth that I don't know. And I'm the gobby one, and you're the quiet one, and I don't know the dirty stuff, and you do. What's wrong with that picture?
I'll cut this out because nobody can know this.
Yeah.
It's like I am part of the Illuminati where I've got to give this quiet front. But
right.
Really, I'm into everything.
Well, like, so
I know
you know Ewan McGregor and Tom Hanks?
Shh. Yes.
Did you like know Dante?
Shh.
Like 300 years ago?
Shh. Can't say anything. Anyway.
Really?
We'll come back.
Do you know David Icke, then? Can you get his... You know you wear glasses?
Mm.
If you take them off, do you have to have a fight with a black man?
That takes about 10 minutes.
That's what we're going to do tonight.
Watch They Live.
Let's watch They Live. Happy New Year!
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for listening to 60 Minutes with... Leave us an iTunes review, you bastards.